Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Jack Rayner's with me. Jack, congratulations on The Perfect Couple. What a show.
It's a really fun show, and I'm hoping it's going to do well. I think, you know, as murder mysteries go, it's pretty good. There's a lot of humor in it, a lot of dark humor. It was just an absolute pleasure for me because Susanna, the director, one of my favorite directors, by the way, she was very clear that she wanted me to just like take the character whatever direction I wanted.
Okay.
And I said, look, I think that there's a lot of room for humor with this guy. I think he's an agitator. I think he's the person who just says whatever's on his mind and just speaks the truth no matter who he's going to piss off.
Yeah. I will say a lot of the dialogue around your character, Tom, is people saying, shut the F up, Tom.
It's true. It's true. And I get slapped by every female character in the show.
Which for some people is a very, very nice thing. I'm not sure how you get on with it. Yeah. But and like, I wonder, like, when you are, when you've got that energy in your character, do you like to bring that kind of provocative stuff to the set? Or are you a super nice guy in the set, but then once they say action, you chime in?
A little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. I don't mind a bit of agitation between takes as well.
Good. And it's obviously based on a book. Did you go back and read that, or did you want to do Tom yourself?
Yeah, I wanted to do it myself. I from the scripts that I read, I got a sense of what the intention of the character was. And I was like, okay, I have this dialed in. And as I say, the director, she was like, look, I want you to make this character your own. Mm. And that was great.
That's great. Yeah, because you definitely did that. And what a cast as well. Like, I mean, for my audience listening, Nicole Kidman, Liv Schreiber, Dakota Fanning, the incredible Eve Hewson and the incredible Jack Rayner. What's it like working with Eve again?
Oh, it was great. And that was a part of it as well. You know, just like when the opportunity came up, me and Eve have the same agent. And it was like, look, you've got Suzanne Beer directing this. Nicole Kidman's in it. You're going to be in Cape Cod for 3 months and one of your friends is on it. So it was like, no-brainer. Yeah. No-brainer.
And what's Nicole like? Is she sound?
She's amazing, yeah. I definitely had an experience of being starstruck with her, which is not something that is common with me. You know, usually I'm pretty solid when I meet, you know, people of a high kind of caliber in the industry. But when she walked on the set, it was like, whoa, that's Nicole Kidman, you know?
Yeah.
But I found in the chats and the crack that we had between takes, she's got a really dry sense of humor.
Excellent.
Really dry, and it's really fun. So we got on like a house on fire, you know? I don't know if she appreciated all of my improv over her lines to begin with, but ultimately
she got used to it.
I won her over a bit, I think.
My 9th birthday, I rented a movie called BMX Bandits, which I think was, if it wasn't Nicole's first movie, it was definitely one of her first movies.
I think me and her were talking about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my 9th birthday party was me and my friends watching BMX Bandits in Port Marnock. It was the greatest moment of our lives.
Savage.
Can you talk about anything else you're doing? Can you talk about Power Ballad at all? I'm just dying to find out about this movie.
Yeah, so Power Ballad, it's my 4th project now with John Carney, which is great. We have a really good relationship. I love him to bits. And so he was shooting this movie over the summer. It's years in the making. I've been talking to him about it for a very long time. But yeah, it stars Paul Rudd and Nick Jonas. And it was great crack. It's just I just always love working with John. I love being back home in Ireland. And it never feels like work when we're on a project together. And I get to go home every night, sleep in my own bed.
There you go. Back to West Wicklow. And exactly. is there anything plot-wise you can reveal about it? I know it's about, is it about a wedding singer and a rock star? I know very little, but every time I hear anything about it, I'm like, that sounds
a wedding
amazing.
Singer and a rock star and an unlikely relationship that happens between them as a result of a night of heavy drinking. And I probably can't say any more than that about it.
Fair. And speaking of Nick Jonas, aren't you working with Priyanka Chopra Jonas in Citadel Season 2?
That's right, yeah. I'm actually starting tomorrow morning.
Oh my God, amazing.
Going to be full on. but yeah, I'm actually thrilled to be doing it. I've worked with Joe Russo before. We're kind of pals from having done Cherry years ago.
Brilliant.
Just before the pandemic. And then I'm finally closing the loop with Stanley Tucci as well after 10 years.
Incredible. Of course. He's in it. Yeah.
Catch up with him.
Ah, amazing.
He's an amazing, amazing guy. So I'm thrilled to be on this thing for the next couple of months. Matt Berry is on this as well, who I love, by the way.
I love Matt Berry so much.
Love Matt Berry.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, it's a really fun character. I can't really speak about it at the minute, but I think it's going to be a lot of crack.
Okay, well, look,
that'll take me up to the end of the year.
To see you doing so much work is so brilliant. And look, all of our actors at the moment, yourself, Eve, like I mentioned, Killian, Barry, Andrew, like Colin, Saoirse, everyone's just doing so much great work. It's brilliant to see this amazing island of ours producing this talent on Jack Rayner. Quick fire round before I go. I don't have time for everything, but just two very quick ones. One, what are you currently obsessed with?
What am I currently obsessed with? I've been going pretty heavy on the old coffee beans of late. I'm grinding up my old coffee beans. That makes me sound like such a
prat, though. People love coffee beans.
Everybody's going to be listening to this going, what a... Oh, I can't even say it. I'm not allowed to say it on radio.
Don't worry. They definitely won't. And the final question I ask all my guests, and the reason I do is because I don't, Jack. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
No.
See, I mean, I knew I liked you anyway, but this is just taking it to another level.
No, I don't wash my legs.
Jack, honestly, it's so good to catch up. Next time we have to do it in person, but thank you so much for taking the time for chatting to me. And best luck with The Perfect Couple. It is so good, streaming on Netflix right now. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks a lot. Good to see you, man. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.